You again?
Are you following me?
Why, no. I'm stalking you. Stalking you. Stalking you. Stalking you.
From a distance, I desired her. Secretly admired her. From a distance, I desired her. Secretly admired her.
I strolled through the mall, running my finger along the wall. I just left the restroom stall. Got a strange way you're moving, strange way you're dressing, strange way you're making a good first impression. Members only jacket, unidentified packet, sunglasses, jeans washed with acid, newspaper in the back. I also got a dagger strapped to my leg, but who knows what I'm gonna do with that. A sick fuck without employment, lingering in every single shopping center for my own enjoyment. I'm checking out a girl that's fly. She's working at the Mac makeup counter next to Best Buy. I'm waiting by the elevator, trying to look busy so I can figure out what I'm gonna tell her later. First time I met her, I didn't really meet her. I was making changes, she was purchasing a pita. I gave her money back, she gave me a look, batted her eyelash, and that was all that it took. Now she owes me, cause it's obvious she wants me. I'm looking at you, girl, I must have you.
Because you're the one, you're the unspoiled virgin bride. You're the blonde canvas on which I will paint my future. Don't you remember you smiled at me once in the croissant tree?
Quirky and eccentric, I'm a true fiend. I know a routine, her eyes are blue-green. I guess the contacts, cause they used to be brown. Plus I watched her get them at the optician downtown. I'm always scoping her, usually from far away. She rides a silver Audi off to work every day. Except on Thursday, she gets a ride from her mother or some other dude till I kill that motherfucker. Forget the narrative, I'm thinking horse-drawn carriages, the marriages. She likes to eat asparagus, so a thing. Cause it stinks when I'm hanging out at a bathroom sink, having a drink, well she's at the swing. Yo, she never should've winked. Now I got her name on my arm and ink. I'm in her closet stroking her mink, looking for the missing link. But all I find is making in sync. She's sweet, 16 and good, yet she's calling me a creep. Cause I sneak into her backyard just to watch her sleep. Rain, snow, or sleep, you gotta understand. No matter where she goes, there I am, I stop her.
From a distance, I desired her. Secretly admired her. From a distance, I desired her.
Alright, wanna do what I do? Listen, this is how it goes. Find out where she works, go online, do a search. Dig up some dirt, put on a shirt, buy some shirts. But look like a regular guy, don't go berserk. Your whole goal's to flirt, but for now you gotta lurk. Pretend you're a customer, grab yourself a map, and throw an extra sweater in the bag from the Gap. And keep a low pro, but don't look conspicuous, and don't wear that iceberg.
Why?
It looks ridiculous. Grab a trench, find a bench near the wench. Put your elbows on your lap and just sit there like that. Nah, it sounds dreadful, but find out her schedule. If she got her clothes, you gotta rock the janitor's clothes and change trash till your knees hurt. Water plants in a short sleeve shirt till she leaves work. And if she's off at 11, be outside with your lights out and the engine revving.
Well, I realized recently that I'm getting older, and the way I knew this was that, you know, teenage girls don't even acknowledge me as a sexual being anymore. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying I want to have sex with teenage girls. You know, throw me a bone, you know, how about a smile, you know what I mean? Nothing, sure. Nothing, unless it's a turn to their friends and go, hey, why is that weird guy looking at me? What's he doing at the mall?
God,
quick, get to the food court. The guard's there. Run, you guys. You know, I lied. Of course I want to have sex with teenage girls. Doesn't everyone? I mean, that's why there's a law.
If no one wanted to do it,
there wouldn't be a law.
What do you think, they pulled 18 out of a hat?